after a week's hiatus in Sin City. Flotess is back, our first lady of the Eugene sports scene. Catch her work for KEZI Sports on the Tube, channel 709 on my Comcast system. Follow up, KEZI.com. Follow on Twitter, use the handle Kristen E. Rogers. Live from Hayward Field, I believe. KR, how are you?
Well, live from the way to Hayward Field right now.
Okay.
we'll be there shortly, but yes, I'm sorry I was not here last week, and I'm sorry we did not invite you to the bachelorette party, Steve. Missed out.
Ask these guys. I was kind of broken up. I could barely do the show, but we forged on. So you made it back from Vegas. Am I to assume there were no legal fees and you didn't have your what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas moment?
No, I'm all good. I should also note this is not my bachelorette party. This was not for me. I was just attending. But no, I made it back safely and just with a little bit of a sunburn. It was like 115 degrees.
Nice. Obviously, the big news locally, we've got the NCAAs taking place. Kind of a rough Thursday for the Duck women. Injuries, a mishap in the 4x400. So from who you spoke to, what you saw, a rarity, but the women of Oregon track team, for once, not really living up.
Yeah, literally dropped the baton, but it was such an interesting day because there were so many highs and then so many lows. I mean, you see, like, what, three women ducks setting PRs yesterday, and then you have Oregon falling in some events that they didn't think they would fall in, so I think it's going to be interesting to see how they regroup. And I think the one nice thing about this schedule is it does give them time. It does give them today to kind of regroup. And hopefully they'll be playing off the men who should set themselves up to win a title today. If, you know, they don't have as many entries. They have five guys competing in four events today. But, if Oregon gets that, the men get that team title, you're going to bet that the women are going to be even more motivated, especially to come back after what happened yesterday. And hopefully go for the sweep.
Yeah, I read it. I didn't hear it, but apparently Coach Johnson, he was being realistic. I mean, there's always a chance, but even he's kind of skeptical that the women can overcome what went down yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, he's a very blunt coach, and that's one of the things I love about him. But, it's adversity, and it's something that so many of these programs have dealt with before. And like I said, I feel like having a chance to regroup today and kind of see how the men do. We'll see what kind of situation it sets them up with. But obviously tough for Hannah Cunliffe, who pulled up on the 200 and don't think that she's going to be able to compete. So that's obviously rough.
Right. Now, a subject we talked about on this show and I saw you tweeted about, the two-year suspension of Maria Sharapova. She's a rarity. She's completed the career slam. For folks who don't know, Kristen played club tennis at USC. So I guess it's kind of an all-encompassing question. Would you call yourself a fan of Sharapova? And at this point, do we believe these athletes don't know exactly what they're putting into their body?
Yeah, I mean, I would say I'm a fan of aspects of her game. You know, having played for literally my entire life, there are some people, like Rafael Nadal, I have to say, I'm obsessed with him. I have an autographed shirt for him hanging in my room. That was my 16th birthday present.
Nice.
But it's more I admire their games and aspects of their games. And, you know, Shaz is not going to come back from this. I mean, she's done. And that's heartbreaking to see because of how much good she's done for this sport and how just amazing she's been to watch. I think that 2 years, you know, you can't come back from that. Now, I know she's appealing it, but at the same time, if I was her PR person, I think she kind of played this up perfectly. She got ahead of it. She had the press conference to announce it to the media and to announce, hey, I unintentionally was taking this drug. Now, whether or not she knew, I mean, you know, that's kind of up for question, and especially in a situation where you see other, you know, questions about, especially with the Olympics, about, you know, Russia and doping and things like that. There's
right.
always going to be questions there. But, I think PR-wise, I think she handled herself well. Tennis-wise, I think she's done if this 2-year thing holds up. And that's just tragic. I mean, that's really sad for the sport to see her end like that.
I agree. Let's tap into Kristen Rogers, Bay Area sports fan. Of course, the Warriors took two at home. They looked lopsided. Then they go back to Quicken Loans, and they get blown out the other way. So tap into your gut. Wednesday night a blip? Is this still a series? Or right now you think it was just a blip and Golden State's still in control?
I mean, I'm not going to call it a blip because I think that the Cavs are a phenomenal basketball team, but I think I was expecting Game 3 to kind of go that direction. You know, Cavs in an 0-2 hole. LeBron James was very upset. So, I mean, in my mind, there was kind of no way that the Warriors were going to be able to pull that out, especially on the road in Cleveland. People got so upset and there was so much drama over, oh, Steph Curry's performance, oh, Steph Curry can't play. It's, no, calm down. Like, we've seen what Steph can do. I mean, you still have to know that he's battling injuries to some degree. And you know, that we've seen him in the rest of the playoffs. He can go off at any moment. And, you know, he does have so much heart that I think that in the end, the Warriors are going to be able to rally back around that. But for people that say that Steph Curry's done or he didn't have a group, stop talking. Stop talking.
At least we have something to look forward to tonight.
Yeah.
Last night, Joe Pavelski, empty net goal. I saw you give the Twitter version of an exhale. Down 3-1. First, we saw Golden State come back against OKC, and now at least we have a game 6. So you're thinking, hey, they didn't lose in Pittsburgh. 2 more wins. Why not? Or you're thinking, yeah, it's still the Penguins series to win.
I mean, as a fan, I'm going to say I hope that the Sharks have it. You know, I'm going back to the tank. But how good is Martin Jones at hockey? Like, my goodness, that was a phenomenal game. Like, I was just in awe. I mean, he save after save. I mean, that was phenomenal. I don't know if he's going to be able to top that. I'm hoping he's going to be able to keep up that kind of play. But, you know, at the beginning of the series, there was so much talk about how deep the Penguins are and their speed. And obviously, that's what we've seen. I think people don't talk as much about Shark fans in the Bay Area, and because the Bay Area sports have done phenomenally in the past few years, but that's a strong contingency down there in San Jose. So I know that the tank is going to be roaring, and I wish I was down there because that's going to be an unbelievable game 6.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. So I know you're headed to Hayward, but what else do you have up your sleeve? What could we be looking for you on KEZI Sports?
Yeah, lots of action from Hayward Field, seeing the men's and the women's finals tomorrow. And then, you know, just keeping an eye on the MLB draft right now. I mean, it's phenomenal to see 3 Ducks get picked up. Travis Eckert just got picked up for Oregon State. So you're really seeing these guys, you know. I think with signing bonuses, like Nogosek and Irvin and Kirk are going to make like $1 million each. So congratulations to them, because
yeah,
that's a lot. It's just keeping an eye on that. But it's phenomenal to see some of these guys get picked up. And, you know, for Cole, that's his 3rd time getting drafted. So, seeing these guys gradually, you know, come back each year and make improvements and now on their way to the pros, that's phenomenal for them.
Well, and we know who to hit up for a loan. All right, remember, you can follow her on Twitter at Kristen E. Rogers. Catch all her great work for KEZI-TV. Kristen, always a pleasure. Enjoy your weekend.
Happy Friday.
Bye, KR.